introduction. In my long career of helping entrepreneurs overcome the roadblocks they face in growing their businesses, I came to recognize that the largest roadblock of all was, indeed, the entrepreneurs themselves. Over and over again, I would create simple and effective business strategies for increasing their income. But in one way or another, they always had an excuse for not taking action to implement them. It was maddening. I felt like a man throwing life jackets at drowning people who would say, "I'm going to put this on just as soon as I feel ready." Eventually, I realized that I was dealing with people who were outside of their rational and logical thinking. These were people who were feeling a lot of uncertainty about their future, people who were afraid, and it was their fear that was preventing them from taking action, even though it was an action to help them succeed. These were people who are just like you. Yes, you. Fortunately, I knew how to help them. Having spent the first part of my career leading intensive personal development seminars, I had developed a unique understanding of the human psyche. Moreover, I had become something of an expert in helping people overcome their resistance. I knew the resistance I saw in my clients wasn't due to a lack of willingness. Their struggles were happening entirely on a subconscious level. While many business coaches focus on simple things like goal setting, accountability, and motivation, I knew those methodologies would provide absolutely no long-term results. It would be like teaching them how to bail water out of their sinking boats. Instead, I needed to show them where the water was coming in, how to fix these holes permanently, and prevent more from opening up. My approach became something more like a business therapist. I helped entrepreneurs recognize their subconscious resistance and the fears they were experiencing around growing their businesses. Further, I showed them how these fears are a natural part of our human psyche. Fear shows up whenever we take on something new. From the first time you tried to tie your shoes to the first time you chose to launch your own business, you and all humans feel fear when they do something new. I began working to provide my clients with a strategy for overcoming these fears. I wanted them to achieve all the results they were seeking in life and in their business. Because I'm a systems guy, I am always looking for patterns in business and behavior that can be reduced to a system for success. I quickly discovered the patterns entrepreneurs were using to justify not taking action. Again, it wasn't that they were trying to avoid doing the work. It was their subconscious fear of doing something new. After a while, I reduced these patterns to what they actually were, a series of stories. The strange and unusual thing about these stories is, when you're telling them to yourself, they don't seem like stories at all. They seem like the truth. They seem like common sense. They seem like good practical thinking that will prevent you from making big and costly mistakes. Unfortunately, they are none of those things. They are the holes in the boat of your business and need to be recognized and patched immediately if you are going to achieve the results you are seeking. So why all the fear? Why do humans react this way to doing new things? As strange as it may sound, it all has a lot more to do with your cave-dwelling ancestors than it does with your business. See, about 100,000 years ago, staying alive was a complicated thing for us humans to do. At that time, death was pretty much around every corner. So when we found something that worked and didn't kill us, we stuck to it like glue. For instance, if you, as an OG human, found a nice, safe path from your cave to the watering hole, that's the path you would take every time. Now let's say that one morning you awake in your cave, get a wild hare, and decide, just for fun, to take a different path to the watering hole. Instantly, your fear would kick in. It would flood your brain with visions of getting pounced by a tiger, speared by a warring tribe, falling off a cliff, or succumbing to some other deadly outcome. These mind movies would scare you right back to taking the tried and tested path to the watering hole once again. Your fear does its job keeping you alive. Flash forward to today. No tigers, warring tribes, or cliffs in your living space. But you still feel the same fears when you consider doing something new in your life and your business. Unfortunately, your fear doesn't know the difference between a financial risk and getting killed by a tiger. Anything risky you consider doing will fire up your fear, just like your life is in danger. In milliseconds, your brain gets flooded with mind movies of potential failure, financial ruin, and personal shame. Instantly, you slow your roll, and soon enough, you're right back to the tried and tested path of life and business. Your fear does its job, keeping you alive. While avoiding failure seems like a pretty good idea, the simple fact is that you will need to put yourself in risky situations to achieve the success you are seeking in business and in life. Sorry, but that's just how it works. The stories you tell yourself are your strategy for avoiding your fears, the mind movies, and this entire complex subconscious transaction. They will always seem like good, practical thinking for your safety and security. However, they are often just aspects of an outdated self-preservation mechanism, firing up your fear and trying to keep you alive, even when death is no longer even an remote possibility. Your fear is the part of your brain that doesn't understand the difference between the potential of falling off a financial cliff and falling off an actual cliff. It's just trying to keep you safe. Yet living in safety is the antithesis of the actions you must take to achieve the success you are seeking. The gap you must jump to take control of your life and your business exists between two cliffsides. On one cliffside is where you are today, safe, happy, and living a life of rampant predictability. On the other cliffside is everything you want, success, fulfillment, and a life of exciting new challenges. The gap is your fear. It is the messages and mind movies telling you to stay exactly where you are, safe. To get to the other cliffside, where you want to be, you must first kill your stories, take action, and jump the gap. In this book, I will assist you in doing just that. The following are what I call the five stories you tell yourself that keep you stuck. One by one, I will reveal these stories to you. As I do, it's up to you to accept the truth. The truth is that each story, however convincing they seem when you tell them to yourself, is actually a lie. They are the lies that keep you stuck. They prevent you from having everything you want in life. More than that, they are the lies that keep you small, insignificant, and making no impact on the world. It's important that your experience with my book is so much more than just an intellectual exercise. I want you to walk away from our experience together, forever changed. I want you to be willing and excited to step up to the challenges that have been holding you back from growing your business and living your life unlimited. That's why, for each chapter, there's a practice to help you kill your story, jump the gap of your fears, and take action. It's essential that you complete these exercises after each chapter to lock in and solidify what you have just learned. When you're done, you will get a digital copy of them, as well as a super sweet certificate of completion. I recommend you set up your practices now. Just go to killyourstory.com. There's a lot of other cool stuff on that site to help you become a more successful entrepreneur as well. Finally, if you're ever feeling a little stuck as you move through this process, set up a no-cost consultation with me by texting the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 213-409-8366. Again, text the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 213-409-8366. I won't try to sell you anything, but I will show you a glimpse of how badass your life can be. Okay, enough talk. Let's begin.